The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
906. So how many people do you think started Matt Flynn in their fantasy league, huh? Could I count them on one hand? Unless barring an injury, you know, where someone picked him up because they had to put a warm body in there. Oh, that would just be my luck. I'm not in a league this year. I bowed out of the league, just I had my reasons last year that I've been in. And I haven't been able to get back in. It's crowded. There's just no slot for me this year. That'd be my luck. Somebody would pick up Flynn out of desperation. They just had to stare at somebody. And they do. Yeah, I'm thinking not a lot of people. Got to share this with you quickly. Some of you heard me talk about this. Some didn't. Green Bay School District is proposing a gifted and They've purchased a building for a gifted and talented school. They are proposing selling the naming rights. When I took it up as a topic a little bit ago, I said, what if Rush Limbaugh wanted to give the Green Bay School District $25 million to name the school after him? The Rush Limbaugh School of the Gifted and Talented, for the Gifted and Talented. Then a listener had a much better idea. If a conservative Wisconsin billionaire wanted to give a whole lot of money to call it the Scott Walker School for the Gifted and Talented, how much money would that take before the Green Bay School District, or any school district in Wisconsin, would say yes to that? How much money would that take? Suppose Herb Kohler down there in Sheboygan, for you folks listening on WHBL, suppose Herbert V. Kohler wanted to give $25 million to name it the Scott Walker School for the Gifted and Talented. Actually, what you do, here's what you do if you've got that kind of scratch. I just picked Herb Kohler because John Menard, pick a Wisconsin billionaire. I don't care which one. Say they start at $5 million. I'll give you, Jason said no. I'll give you $5 million to name it the Scott Walker School of the Gift for the Gifted and Talented. Jason said they would walk away from that, run away from it like the house is on fire. What about $10 million? No, you don't think they would do that. Jason says, no, that would not be enough for a school district to name a building after Scott Walker. What about $20 million? What about $20 million? Again, I don't care who. Some Wisconsin billionaire says, I will give the Green Bay School District $20 million in naming rights if you name it the Scott Walker School for the Gifted and Talented. Jason, would they take that? Do you think they would go 20? Okay, now I have their attention. Now, or whoever I am. I'm Herb Kohler. I'm John Menard. There are other Wisconsin billionaires. Those two are just popping out. Okay, now they'll sit down. How much more do they want to squeeze out of you? Okay, so now you at least have their attention at $20 million. Upwards of, they would want more than $30 million total. Boy, you think they hate him that much? They sure hate him. But they love money. This reminds me of a joke I can't tell on the air. But this is kind of the dilemma that they have here. It's actually a harmless joke, but I know people would, it wouldn't be seen as harmless. And I don't feel like getting into that on a Monday. So I just don't. There's got to be a way to test this. There just has to be. All right. There is a story that was in the headlines Thursday and Friday, I think it was. Mostly Friday, though. Fox News, every time Jason and I would look at the TV, the headline was there, but I didn't know what it was. And the headline was simply, affluenza. I thought it was some clever phrase that the Occupy Wall Street group came up with. You know, influenza, affluenza, where being rich is a disease. But beyond that, I didn't know what it was. I said earlier I could call this segment Make You Spit Blood Monday. Listen carefully to this story by CNN. I will have some comments, and then we'll take your comments at 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jason, fire away.
He got drunk, then jumped behind the wheel of his pickup truck and plowed down four people in a drunken haze. So why isn't Ethan Couch behind bars? Keep in mind, he's just 16, too young to legally drive with any alcohol in his system. And in this case, his blood alcohol measured 0.24, three times the legal limit in Texas. Eric Boyle's wife and daughter were both killed.
We had over 180 years of life taken, future life, not 180 years lived, but 180 years of future life taken. And two of those were my wife and daughter.
Investigators say surveillance tape shows Couch and his friends stealing beer from a Walmart store in June. Then they got drunk at a party. Leaving there, police say Couch gunned his pickup, going nearly 70 miles per hour in a 40. Just about 400 yards down the street, he slammed into Holly and Shelby Boyles, who had stopped to help Brianna Mitchell fix a flat tire. Youth pastor Brian Jennings was driving by and had also stopped to help. All of them were killed. Ethan Couch was charged with four counts of intoxication manslaughter and tried as a juvenile.
In one of the most bizarre defense strategies we've ever heard of, attorneys for Couch blamed the boy's parents for his behavior that night, all because of how they raised him. A psychologist and defense witness testified that the boy suffered from something called affluenza, a lifestyle where wealth brought privilege and there were no consequences for bad behavior. He cited one example where Couch, then 15, was caught in a parked pickup with a naked 14-year-old girl who was passed out. Couch was never punished, according to the psychologist. He also testified that Couch was allowed to start drinking at a very early age, even drive when he was just 13.
Prosecutors fought for a 20-year sentence, but the defense argued Couch needed treatment, not prison. The judge agreed and gave Couch 10 years probation plus time in alcohol rehab, no prison. She told the court she believes Couch can be rehabilitated if he's away from his family and given the right treatment. He'll likely end up at this pricey rehab center in Newport Beach, California. His father has agreed to pay the $500,000 or so that it will cost.
Taking him away from his family and teaching him to be a responsible citizen, that consequence.
A consequence for killing four people? Not even close, says this woman, whose daughter, Brianna Mitchell, died in the crash.
He'll be feeling the hand of God. Definitely. He may think he's gotten away with something, but he hasn't gotten away with anything.
Randy Kay, CNN, New York.
Well, until that judgment day with the Lord, actually, he has. He has gotten away with something. Now, I want to tell you what my thoughts are on this. Obviously, this is, and by the way, the defense psychologist that proffered this crap did an interview with Anderson Cooper, and I started recording some of it in, but it's rambling and meandering, and I didn't have time. Here's where I want to go with this. Given what has been used successfully as a defense in the past when it comes to your upbringing, why isn't this a valid defense? Now, don't take that wrong. I don't accept this defense. Here's my point. If a bad upbringing can be used to excuse your behavior, why can't a good one? If coming from a bad home, if being abused as a child, if you're not responsible for your actions because of your upbringing, why doesn't that door swing both ways? If you were born in squalor, if you were born in abuse, if you had AWOL parents, if you had bad parents, here's the argument that bad parenting knows no social strata, that rich parents can be as rotten parents, maybe even worse, as bad parents. Now, these people have raised a soulless little monster. Does that mean because they did a rotten job of raising him, he is exempt from the consequences of his actions? Well, this is precisely the argument that liberals love. And this is where I love ripping on liberals, because they are hypocrites. Now, a liberal listening to that story is going to go, well, yeah, see, that's what happens. A rich privilege. This is exactly what we're talking about, economic inequality. That little brat gets off because his parents are rich. No, he gets off because his parents are bad. You liberals love that. You're not supposed to blame the kid for his bad upbringing, right? So if you think that's true when it is a bad upbringing of meager means or physical or sexual abuse, well, when the parents don't raise this child to have any morals at all, is that all in the same thing? That they've just used their money to facilitate this? That's not his fault. That daddy can afford a $500,000 rehab that's going to look like club. That's not his fault. I think what this story does is put the lie to the whole notion that you're not responsible for the consequences of your action due to your upbringing. And while liberals are probably seething, saying, this is what it's like when you're rich. No, this is what it's like when you play the I had a lousy childhood card. And being rich and getting to do whatever you want and be naked with a 14-year-old girl, drive a car when you're 13, plow four people down because mommy and daddy can afford it. Well, it's not his fault that he is a monster. I think this is the same defense, which shows it's a rotten defense all the way around. Or do you think it's different? Is coming from a rotten home different from coming from a great home where you're raised rotten? 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 918. Yeah, rock and roll Christmas and I'll meet you by the
mistletoe. Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.